Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live series. That is a presentation of Close Up Television and Radio. Pleasure to have you here, Jim Masters. We're continuing our extraordinary conversations with Dr. Gerald Smith, President of the International Center for Nutritional Research, ICNR. He is also the brainchild and originator of The Frequency Shop. Dr. Smith maintains a private practice in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where his focus is in the field of energetic medicine. His credentials include a certification by the World Organization for Natural Medicine to practice natural medicine globally. In 1969, he graduated Temple University School of Dentistry. Dr. Smith's broad spectrum of postgraduate courses enables him to focus his practice on energetic medicine. Separately from his work in energetic medicine, he also practices a unique dental specialty that he has created as it relates to the dental whole body connection. Dr. Smith has lectured worldwide, written many articles, and authored 9 books, which are available through his website, ICNR.com, as well as Amazon. In addition, he created 2 online docuseries, Cancer Deconstructed and Energy Medicine. Dr. Smith eagerly seeks to educate others through his online courses. He is also passionate about educating people about energetic medicine as well as the concept of the dental whole body connection. Dr. Smith's primary focus is on educating people and professionals on the root causes of medical maladies. It's a pleasure to have him here, a real pleasure. And Dr. Smith, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. We appreciate you being with us. And for some reason, his call disappeared, so we're going to dial him back.
Hello, Jim.
Welcome back.
You're welcome.
Are you on a cell phone there? Your cell phone
yes.
Might have conked out at the last second there, but we were just at the point of welcoming you back to the series, Doctor, and what a fantastic entrance that was. A red carpet entrance. Only the best for Dr. Smith. Welcome back.
Right.
There's lots to talk about, so we will dive in. A pleasure to have you here, and of course, thank you for all your time and energy putting the Energy Medicine docuseries together. The information has really been invaluable, and especially, you know, raising the level of consciousness to the availability of more natural modalities to heal the body. The title, Dental Whole Body Connection, is intriguing, Doctor. How did you come up with this concept?
Well, it's a great question. In 1995, I enrolled in a postgraduate program with Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, who was an MD, PhD, and he introduced me to a whole new paradigm, which had its focus on how the dental complex impacted the rest of the body. And as a result of going down this rabbit hole, I became acutely aware of the dysfunction of the mouth directly affecting the rest of the body. And as a result of the new information that I acquired, I coined the concept, the dental whole body connection.
So, you know, when you really think about it, from your clinical experience, I would imagine, you know, the percentage of dental problems probably can be directed, you know, right to the body and related to it. What percentage would you say that is of dental problems that could be directly related to the whole body?
Well, Jim, in my clinical experience, and I'm saying conservatively, 70 to 90% of all medical problems have an origin from the mouth. That's a bold statement, but this is what my clinical experience has been.
That's amazing. That's incredible. It's extraordinary. You pause on that just to think about those percentages. Can you please maybe elaborate in detail a little bit more on that statement, Doctor?
Well, sure. There's three major avenues from the mouth that potentially can affect the rest of the body. The first is the brain, and that's the primary computer of your entire body. And anatomically, each tooth is directly connected to the brain via the trigeminal or fifth cranial nerve. So any infection or toxic material, or like mercury or toxic resin material, can migrate from the tooth into your brain and affect anywhere in your body. The second major factor is the occlusion or your bite. That represents the self-correcting mechanism for balancing your 28 skull bones and your spine. So if someone has a bad bite, it will directly cause distortions to the skull bone alignment with potential effects on the motor and sensory function of your body, including your spine. And the third factor is that if you have periodontal disease, for example, you know, bleeding gums or residual infections in the jawbone where a tooth or teeth were removed previously, it creates an interference field. So any infection in the mouth will drain through your, I call it the sewage system, your lymphatic system, through your thyroid, your thymus, your heart, and the rest of the body. So these three major areas are the reason why there's so much influence from the dental complex.
That's incredible. What about migraine headaches caused by dental distortions?
Well, there's definitely a connection. You know, half your head's in pain. Well, how's that happen? When you have a torque or twist in your head, the membrane system has flexion or contraction on one side and relaxation on the other, and basically there's your migraine headache.
It's incredible. You know, it's amazing. Dental abnormalities and problems can cause so many health issues. What about trigeminal neuralgia?
Yeah.
Can that be caused by dental abnormalities as well?
Yeah, trigeminal neuralgia is definitely related to dental abnormalities. Several years ago, I had a patient referred to me who had suffered a year and a half with trigeminal neuralgia. The patient's pain was triggered off as a result of having her back teeth capped. Unfortunately, the dentist was not aware of the occlusal cranial interrelationship, and he just, you know, thought he was working on a robot. And as a result, he literally twisted the patient's head. And after I did a comprehensive cranial adjustment, it took me a little over an hour. The 1.5 years of trigeminal neuralgia pain totally disappeared and has not come back in over 3.5 years.
You know, we hear so much about autoimmune diseases, doctor. Can this malady have a dental origin?
Yes. Just think about it, Jim. In the body's infinite wisdom, why would it attack healthy tissue? It just doesn't make sense. Now, unfortunately, the medical establishment, they don't have a clue or the skills to diagnose what the initiators are. So you could have any toxin or infection from the mouth will drain through the lymphatic system into your thyroid, thymus, your heart, lungs, any other organ. Now, if a virus like Epstein-Barr, for example, gets trapped in your thyroid, the body's immune system is going to attack it. There's your autoimmune. Now you have the diagnostics to define the splinters, and once you remove them, the so-called autoimmune disease will disappear. Now, my own daughter is a perfect example. Approximately 15 years ago, she was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease. And when she told her endocrinologist that her father was going to treat her alternatively, he replied that it doesn't work. Well, he didn't know who he was dealing with. So after I did an examination on my daughter, I picked up Epstein-Barr virus, and which she had in her thyroid from her senior year. She lost the whole senior year of school because of chronic fatigue. Well, long story short, I put her on two vitamins, and I lent her my Rife machine. In 3 months, all her symptoms disappeared. All her blood tests were normal. And I never received a call from the endocrinologist to find out how I resolved the, quote, the mystery autoimmune disease.
fascinating. Your work is so extraordinary, and it's so eye-opening on so many different levels and unique. What about neck pain? Is there an association with neck pain and bite problems?
Well, sure. Don't you remember the song, the head's connected to the neck bone, the neck bone to the shoulder bone? Well,
and
anatomically.
And the funny bone.
Yeah, absolutely. When you have a misalignment of the teeth, it affects the alignment of your cervical vertebrae. You know, as an example, I just had a chiropractor fly in yesterday from Toronto. He's been suffering neck pain for years. Actually, his C2, the axis, would not stabilize even with regular chiropractic adjustments. He also had chronic fatigue, lack of zest for life, weak immune system, and underactive thyroid. Now, interestingly, his mother had hypothyroidism or an underactive thyroid, and genetically, it's passed through the egg to the offspring. His medical history also gave a history of a trauma to his head after he fell off a bicycle while he was riding in Mexico about a year ago. Anyway, after I adjusted his cranium, his C2 totally stabilized. He felt lighter, calmer, and his bite felt more comfortable. So the maxilla, or your upper jaw, when it's crooked, it affects the foundation of the human body. After I adjusted it, the lower jaw or mandible is a self-correcting system, and it only has 136 muscles attached to it, which then affects your shoulder girdle and your pelvis and knees and the rest of your body.
How is that possible?
Well, again, if you look at the anatomical diagrams, the dural membrane system that surrounds your brain, it goes through the base of the skull, which is the foramen magnum, then it attaches tenaciously to the upper three cervical vertebrae, and then it goes all the way down to your sacrum. So distortions in your bite will affect that dural tube, and it'll cause misalignment of your neck. Also, the center of rotation of your lower jaw is at C2 in your neck. So you have two, you know, potential areas.
Now, low back pain. If I was to ask our listeners how many people have that and to raise their hand, I think 90% of the audience probably would raise their hands, if not both hands, if they could even raise their hands due to the back pain. Can low back pain also be caused by the same mechanism?
Absolutely. The dural membrane system is like a slinky. So if there's a distortion from above, especially upper cervical, your lower lumbars are going to be involved.
Wow, that's incredible. You wouldn't even associate something like that as well. Can someone who has full dentures suffer the same fate as someone with all their natural teeth? And I imagine our listeners, if I was to ask how many had dentures, probably no hands would go up.
Oh, hopefully so. The answer is definitely a resounding yes. See, if the dentures are not properly constructed, it's going to affect the dural membrane system, causing pain and dysfunction. Now, about 10 years ago, I had a patient who had full dentures and who was suffering 20 years of hiatal hernia pain and 3 years of facial pain. And unfortunately, whoever made her dentures did it on a crooked maxilla, which set up, you know, the distortion throughout the whole body. They had insufficient vertical height, and also the transverse plane was crooked, meaning the horizontal plane of the upper denture. She also had pronated feet, which sends a distortion up your legs, into your spine, and your jaw and your cranium. So I rectified the pronated feet by putting in what they call orthotics to balance out the feet position. I did a cranial adjustment, then I realigned her upper and lower dentures, and then I bonded some resins on her denture teeth to make the horizontal plane level. Guess what? In 2 hours, her 20 years of hiatal hernia pain and 3 years of facial pain totally disappeared, never to come back.
Wow. That's amazing. That's incredible. I mean, it's just when you think about it, These are things we don't even know about that you're revealing for us. Is there a embryological connection between the teeth and different parts of the nervous system?
Oh, absolutely. Your upper front teeth or lower front teeth from canine to canine develop from what they call the neural tube, and this gives rise to your sympathetic part of your nervous system. Your bicuspid and molar teeth develop from neural crest cells, which gives rise to your parasympathetic system. So your sympathetic acts as the gas pedal in your car, and your parasympathetic works like the brakes. So if you have a malocclusion or crooked teeth or bad bite, you have the potential of causing an imbalance with your nervous system. So as an example, if you have what they call sympathetic dominance, let's say you have cavities in your front teeth, or you have a root canal that's toxic in your front teeth, you can have a racing heart, dry mouth, poor digestion, and insomnia are just some of the examples of being sympathetic dominant.
Wow. That's incredible, too. What about atypical facial pain? Is that caused by a misalignment of your teeth?
It can be. Again, when the bite is misaligned, it directly affects the sutures, which are your little expansion contraction joints in your skull, and it can cause facial pain. So there's also residual infections in the jawbone that can cause facial pain. I had a patient a number of years ago that suffered for 2.5 years facial pain, even after she had an infected root canal molar that was removed. She had strep infection in the jawbone where the tooth was taken out. It was never diagnosed because x-rays do not show infections per se. It may show a radiolucency, a breakdown of bone, but it doesn't show you the actual pathogens. So once I removed the strep infection with homeopathics and right frequencies, her pain totally disappeared. And she's my best friend now.
It's amazing how that happens, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you've always been one to take a bite out of life, doctor, pun intended.
You have to.
Yeah. We're giving our listeners food for thought and something they can chew on with this information, which I think is incredible. Dental bridge work. There's a lot of people who have that too, but maybe don't realize that dental bridge work, you know, might be the source of a patient's facial pain, right?
Absolutely. Years ago, I had a patient. She had 10 units of crown and bridge work constructed to replace the 4 front teeth, which were knocked out from an accident. She was an Amish lady, and she got thrown from a buggy and hit a picket fence, literally, and knocked her front 4 teeth out. So the cast metal framework was rigid and literally locked up her skull, preventing normal motion. So once the bridge was cut, and I did it very judiciously to maintain the aesthetics, it freed up her skull bones. And Jim, her 20 years of facial pain disappeared immediately. And I am the first person in the world to document radiographically that cranial bones move. And I had a before and after x-rays that proved unequivocally the change in the shape of her skull after I cut the bridge. It was amazing.
That is amazing. Wow. Huh. That's incredible. Why is restricting the maxilla so harmful to the body? Yeah.
Well, it directly affects the flow of your cerebral spinal fluid and your blood in your brain. So it also places tension on the brain. So from an anatomical perspective, 46% of the motor and sensory neurons of the cortex of the brain relate to your mouth and the face. So can you imagine going into your house and flipping off 46% of the circuit breakers? You think you'll be able to function properly?
Right. No, I don't think so. Not at all. Then again, there's hearing. Now, we wouldn't associate anything to do with our teeth or gums or mouth with hearing, just talking but not hearing. Can anyone's hearing be affected from dental bridge work?
100%.
Wow.
Years ago, I had a patient referred to me. She literally had 14 units of crown and bridge work. It was like the woman in the iron mask, so to speak. It literally locked up her whole head. See, these dentists don't understand that there's like six bones that make up the maxilla. And when you put rigid connectors, whether it be a denture or a partial plate or crowns across the midline, it locks up the whole mechanism. And that directly affects the little ear ossicles, the Mallee, Inkies, and Stapes. When I cut the bridge work, guess what? It freed up her whole cranium. And it was very interesting. I had an audiologist that was practicing below my first office, and we did a before and after hearing test, and it documented unequivocally black and white that her hearing went back to normal with the objective test.
Very amazing. You know, and that is, I'm just stuck on that about the hearing and dental bridge work,
yeah,
and correlation. Scoliosis, something people deal with. Can that also be the result of a malocclusion?
Yeah, there's actually two potential sources of scoliosis. One is pronated feet, which causes a torquing or twisting up from the feet up towards your head. And then if you have the malocclusion, you'll have a torquing or twisting from above below. So, yes, definitely. I had one woman with a young girl, 18, had 40-degree curvature of the spine. Now, interestingly, the curvature of the spine did not improve. However, her years of pain totally disappeared when I took the twist out of her head.
Wow, that's extraordinary. Now, you've linked many structural components between the teeth and mouth to the rest of the body. Is there also a muscular interlink system?
Interlink, yeah, absolutely. I thought you would never ask. Back in the 80s, I took a chiropractic course up in Stamford, Connecticut. Two brilliant guys, Carl Ferrari and Herb Anderson, and they taught me the muscle interlink between the chewing muscles and the pelvis. So the internal pterygoid muscle, for example, relates to the psoas muscle, which is the only muscle in the human body that attaches to the intervertebral discs. So literally, you can have lower back pain coming from an imbalance of the internal pterygoid, which is one of the chewing muscles.
Wow. Again, I'm just blown away by all of these correlations and these connections. I don't think any of us think these things. What you've shared so far, as I'm saying, is incredibly insightful. If I hear you, one should be really careful on which dentist they allow to work on their teeth, right? Is that a correct assumption? We don't even think about that when we have our teeth work.
Yeah, absolutely. When I lecture, I have a slide, Jim. It says dentists kill more people than any other healthcare profession, and we don't even get the credit for it. It took a little while to sink in, right?
I was going to say, that's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, well, it's
now,
it's true. Here's the problem.
Yeah, the
root canal teeth are toxic. And the American Dental Association has absolutely no scientific proof that they're safe. And over 29 million root canals are done a year in the United States. That's a big number. And you wonder why there's so much chronic illness and problems. And no one's going to point the dirty finger at the dentist. It's really a sad state of affairs.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, here's the problem. Yeah, it is. And same thing, like I said, with the bridge work, you know, they don't have the skills to diagnose the problems. I'm the first guy in the world to put together cranial indicators, okay, so that you can monitor when you do a dental procedure what impact is having on the balance of your skull. And if you think you're just putting a simple filling in reality, you could be doing a cranial adjustment for the better or for the worse. But they don't know that they don't know. That's the problem.
Wow. They don't know that. Right, exactly. They have no idea. And that's quite amazing. It's just really, I'm just blown away by all this. Can post-concussion symptoms be directly related to the mouth as well?
Well, absolutely. If you look anatomically of where the jaw joint articulates in the skull, it's like right in front of your ear canal and the glenoid fossa. there's only maybe 2 millimeters, maybe the most 3 millimeters separating the head of the condyle to the base of the brain. So this is why when people play sports, you really should be wearing a mouth guard that keeps your mouth open to prevent the concussion from occurring, because the condyle being at the base of your skull and the base of your brain doesn't have far to travel to get hit in the jaw. With a mouth guard, it prevents that trauma to your brain. So very interesting. The other thing, you know, if you get an extraction, for example, and the dentist, you know, is too rough, they can, you know, cause a potential concussion, believe it or not, any falls on the ice, you know, or rollerblading or whatever. Any trauma to the head can cause the concussion.
Yes, right.
This is a real interesting point I wanted to bring up. You remember the movie Concussion with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Will Smith portrayed a real-life pathologist by the name of Bennett Omalu. In fact, when I had my radio show with a retired medical doctor, we interviewed Bennett Omalu. Anyway, it all focused around that Pittsburgh Steelers center, Mike Webster, who literally committed suicide because of the chronic pain that resulted from multiple concussions. Anyway, Dr. Omalu, he documented the brain damage associated with the concussions. However, no one connected the dots about the reverse motion of the base of the skull, which affects the cerebral spinal fluid and blood flow and the function of the brain. It's unfortunate that that component is missed.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's extraordinary. You spent so many years putting this all together. Vertigo is another thing related to dental issues, I hear, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a patient who had 15 years of vertigo, and he went to Johns Hopkins, Hershey Medical, many neurologists. They couldn't figure it out. He had an infection with cytomegalovirus coming from a root canal tooth on the lower left second molar. When I got rid of the infection, his 15 years of vertigo totally disappeared.
Wow. That's extraordinary. You know, I can't believe we're up against the clock here. The time is just zipping by. I've got to ask this one. Cancer. Can cancer be directly related to mouth problems?
Absolutely. I had a patient with lung cancer, and I cut the tip of her right lung off, and 6 months later came back in the left lung. Well, guess what? She had a root canal tooth that had cytomegalovirus in the tooth, and she kept complaining to the dentist, but he said, there's nothing wrong. The x-ray looks normal. When I did the energetic testing of the pathology slide, the cytomegalovirus was in the cancer tissue, along with mercury and a pesticide. And when I got rid of those three initiators, her cancer 6 months later totally disappeared.
That's extraordinary. Doctor, this is amazing, and I know this is work that just speaks to you, you know, in a very profound way. Real quick, we've got it like 90 seconds left, but you use something called the CyberScan system. Maybe you can give us a brief description of that.
Sure. It's a very sophisticated computer system from Germany. In 10 seconds, it takes a holographic energy pattern off your palm, and it measures your energy pattern with a database of over 132,000 electromagnetic signatures. So it distills down to the 2 to 3% of the stressors that are causing your problem. It's that simple. But see, blood work will never pick up splinters or initiators that are trapped in an organ, where energy patterns will get picked up. And it's so far advanced of conventional medicine, it's at least 25 to 50 years ahead.
That's incredible. Really is. I look forward to continuing conversations with you, Doctor. I think it's extraordinary, again, the work that you're doing, and it's eye-opening, to say the least. A couple of different ways people can connect and learn more. They can go to icnr.com and also frequencyshop.co. That's frequencyshop.co. Dr. Smith, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. A million more questions and thoughts, but we'll be getting together again and can expand further and thoroughly look forward to that. Thanks for stopping by Close Up Radio Live today for this episode.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's extraordinary and eye-opening material you're sharing with us. You enjoy the rest of your day, Doctor, and again, thanks for all of this incredible information. Dr. Gerald Smith is, again, president of the International Center for Nutritional Research, and he is also the brainchild and originator of the Frequency Shop, and he maintains a private practice in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where his focus is in the field of energetic medicine. We were just scratching the surface, folks. Many articles, authored 9 books, and you can find about that by going to icnr.com as well as Amazon. For all of us here, this is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay right there. We'll be back in just a moment with another amazing guest from around the world right here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, be well. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.